On the line is Sunil Jenis, who is the incoming chairman of the Norwood Community Policing Forum. Sunil, thank you so much for chatting with us. And I wanted to start off by firstly saying congratulations. I know you were just recently elected, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of last week. What does it mean to you to be the newly elected chairperson of the Norwood Community Police Forum? And for those listeners who may not be familiar, what is the Community Police Forum and how does it serve the Norwood community?
Thank you so much for having us this afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. I would start off by saying, just classifying what the Community Policing Forum is, first and foremost, and is essentially a platform that allows the community to engage more meaningfully with the police. And the forum also provides a much more direct routing to address challenges in the space of safety and security for our citizens in the country. It is something that is mandated by an act of the police, and it's part and parcel and of a bigger sort of drive to encourage safer environments for communities at large. Then, from a personal perspective, becoming the chair is a vote of confidence of people within the Norwood sort of precinct, which I must say is quite a large expanse of area in terms of square metric, or if you say square kilometers, it's more than 27 square kilometers. It stretches from what we would say Oxford Drive down to Collette Drive, all the way to Louis Botha, down towards Lower Houghton and above, comprising of sort of four sectors, so to speak. So it's a vote of confidence, and I think for me personally, it's part of the community work that we're engaged with collaboratively with various players, which include the security companies, community organizations themselves, schools, and the like.
Do you have a lot to do with other community police forums? So, for example, is there another one in Glen Hazel and another one in Highlands North, and you cooperate with each other or not really?
That's part of, thanks for that question. That's part of a bigger plan, having just come in. The bigger plan is to also ensure that neighboring community police forums to the Norwood precinct are also integrated into our planning and our strategy as we embark on this journey. And that would include the likes of Bramley, which is, adjacent to the Norwood sort of precinct itself. And then other police stations, jurisdictions, which are to the north and the east and west and south of the Norwood precinct itself. So that collaboration would be key, because with crime as well, what we find is that crime moves, and it's important to understand trends that are in the neighboring areas, which will then help to inform us as to strategies that we can embark upon. And maybe just to, while we have the opportunity, we have these four sectors that fall under the jurisdiction of almost 24 kilometers, square kilometers of the Norwood Police Station itself. The Sector 1 runs with the Houghton Estate, Melrose North, Birdhaven, Burnham, and Houghton. And then we have the other sectors, 2, 3, and 4, which expand from suburbs like Waverley, Oaklands, Orange Grove. And the complexity of the geography is that you have different types of crime which manifest themselves due to the nature of these environments. Some of the suburbs are in a much higher LSM, some are in the mid LSM, and some are in the low LSM. So the crime itself manifests in different ways.
So Neil, looking specifically at Norwood, what would you say are the main ongoing challenges that face the Norwood precinct? And I would include in there, if you can, issues that are related to development or bylaw compliance.
The major issues in our sort of precinct is the influx of people into the suburbs of Norwood precinct, because we find that, in some of the houses that are let out. We find more than one grouping of families that are living in those areas, in those precincts, in those suburbs. That is the one challenge. And then we also have a situation where we're finding increasingly there are undocumented people moving into the area, which poses a challenge from various aspects, either if they're a victim itself or they're perpetrators of crime. We do have issues. There's a manifestation of drugs in our Norwood precinct. The drug manifestation is anything and everything, from very sophisticated drug use to more generalized drug use, which we find to be a challenge. Opportunistic crime manifests itself when there are gatherings of, for example, an event that's taking place which might pose as an opportunity for people to break into cars, for one, or to do smash and grabs, which is phone smash and grabs. But particularly, we are also having, because of a large proportion of the area being in the mid to higher LSMs, we have a number of waste pickers and I would say displaced persons who double. The displaced person becomes a waste picker and vice versa, to live in these suburbs. And they live in conditions of squalor, which is a challenge in itself from a health perspective for them. But more so, like last year, we had a situation where one of these individuals was killed. And it creates challenges of societal challenges in terms of regulating how these people actually live and overspill into the suburbs itself. So that those would be the main sort of criminal activity that you see going on.
Sunil, obviously open communication between the community police forum and local residents is so very important. How can listeners and those who live in the Norwood area get involved and share their views?
Thank you for that question. One of the key areas, because we use a lot of WhatsApp groups, there are the ward groups, which is ward 72, 73, and 74, which fall into the Norwood precinct. There are those ward groups where lots of communication happens, and the councillors control those groups, but we do have access to them. There is a Norwood crime group for all, which has been set up as well. And then there are also security companies, the likes of CAP, for example, who have their own groups in the suburbs where information can be placed. But more particularly, people can reach out directly to me. My phone is manned by AI 24/7. So, my mobile number is 083-304-0864. I mean, if you Google my name and just ask for phone number, it'll come up. All residents and ratepayers in these suburbs, including businesses themselves, they're welcome to reach out to me. Of course, they may not get an immediate human voice answering them, but it will be processed. Whatever they do send to us will be processed. We also encourage our residents and ratepayers to report crime. What we're finding happening is in some cases there's housebreaking. And when the housebreaking transpires, because people want to retain the integrity of the value of their homes, they feel that they must not report these cases. And that reduces the crime statistics. In some cases, what the North East Station says to us, they are reported crimes, and then they would draw these cases because of insurance claims and other reasons that may be put in place. So we say report it. The fact that someone tries to break into your property is not a reflection of the overall safety and security. It could be targeted and could be one of.
Well, Sunil, I don't know what to say, but you have given out your cell phone number. It makes you very, very brave and very, very accessible. So thank you for that. That is Sunil Jenis, chairman of the Norwood Community Policing Forum, chatting about safety and really the responsibility on each and every one of us in being involved in what goes on in our community. Thanks for joining us here on The Home Run.